Hello everyone, and welcome back to the June 25th edition of Project 44. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And if this Project 44 is new to you, we are even more excited about that. As a church, we're reading through the Bible in chronological order, and we would love it if you would jump on board and join with us. If you're looking for a home church, we would also love to have you visit us at Christ Community Church. We are a multi-site campus church, and we have three different locations and with many different venues, and I'm sure you'd find one that you're comfortable with. So I encourage you to try us out, and we'd love to have you join with us on next Sunday. Today we read from Micah 1 and 2, and now we are told right at the outset of this book that Micah prophesied during the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. That would have made him a contemporary like Isaiah. Unlike Isaiah, however, Micah is not mentioned extensively in any other books of the Old Testament. Unlike Jonah and Jeremiah, he does not give us much in the way of autobiography material in his own book. The name Micah can be translated in a rhetorical question, "Who is like Yahweh?" and then conveniently ends the book in Micah 7:18 with the question, "Who is a God like you?" It is important to keep these questions in mind as it gives us perspective to us as we read about the actions of the Lord in the book. In short, we don't know very much about Micah. He lived in Moresheth, a city just a little way south of Jerusalem. That would place him close enough to Judah's capital to have firsthand knowledge of the goings-on in that capital at about the time that the Assyrian armies were making their most threatening movements. His town was located on the major trade route going down to Egypt, so he was well aware of the kinds of things that were driving the culture of his day. Micah, down in Judah, prophesies judgment upon the northern kingdom of Israel. God is going to judge Samaria, but he is going to do it for the exact same things that Judah is practicing here. It is very clear that even though God is punishing Samaria for his own sins, he is also punishing Samaria so that Judah will wake up and realize that she is doing exactly the same things and will not escape the same fate. As we read through Micah, let's be mindful of the themes of judgment and forgiveness. There was a very clever bit of communication being given in the part of chapter 1 to naming various cities in Israel. These cities are mentioned because the Assyrian army either has already conquered them or is in the process of crushing them, as Micah writes. But the message Micah gives in each case plays off the meaning of the city's name. Micah says, "Because of the judgment God is bringing, I will weep and wail. I will go about barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and mourn like an owl. I am, in short," he says, "going to make a public spectacle of myself just so that I can get your attention concerning what's going on here." It is equally evident from what we read today that the people of Judah were not overly anxious to listen to what the prophet had to say. They were more interested in finding a prophet who would tell them what they wanted to hear. "Do not prophesy about these things," their prophets say. "Disgrace will not overtake us." Micah says with a little more irony, "If a liar and deceiver comes and says, 'I will prophesy for you plenty of wine and beer,' he would be just the prophet for these people." Have you ever wondered why people believe some of the really incredibly and foolish things that some very popular TV preachers and evangelists say? It is because they are just like the people of Judah. They believe anyone who tells them what they want to hear. Some things never change. "God wants you to be rich, a millionaire," says one TV preacher. "God wants his children to drive Cadillacs and wear diamonds on their fingers, after all," he infers. "You're a king's kid, a child of the king." "If you take hold of God by faith," shouts another, "you don't ever need to be sick again." "God wants to heal every single person right now. Take it, brother." It seems that the last decade of the 20th century is just about like the 8th century BC. Lastly, I want to draw your attention to another name of the Lord we are given in the book of Micah, Shepherd King. We see in chapter 2, verse 12 through 13, that the Lord says to the remnant of Israel, "I will bring them together like a sheep in a pen, like a flock in a pasture. One who breaks open the way will go before them. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. Here we see the Lord gathering his people, protecting them, and then victoriously leading them out as their king. What a beautiful picture of the coming Jesus, who came to be our protector, our provider, and our King of Kings. Well, this is Lori Eccleston. Thank you so much for joining me today for this Daily Accelerator. You have a blessed day.